podcast in the world. Blue Metal Socket is the very best podcast in the whole wide world. Let's start the show. Hello and welcome to Full Metal Slacket, the official podcast for the bracket-style tournaments about movie and TV-related topics hosted by the Slack community of the Filmcast podcast. We're back with season 8 of the podcast or something? 7?
9? I have no idea.
Anyway, we're all here. It's Jason is back. Paola is always here. And me as well. Welcome. So, at the last episode when we left off, I think we did not have a topic yet. So, this episode will kick off our new season by first of all announcing the topic and then previewing the season and also previewing all the new developments and rules that we introduced. And let's start off with some stats. As I see here, Jason, you have collected some stats on the Slacket history.
I have. Yeah, I grabbed it from the handy-dandy Slacket history spreadsheet that somebody has been doing a very good job keeping up. I have no idea who. Probably Paul.
I sometimes add things. I think it's between Paul and me.
Okay. Yeah, it's our 23rd bracket.
That's now, insane. If you had asked me to guess, I would have been off by 10 or something.
Now, this means, because I also looked up when the first one started, which the only thing I can go off of is when the challenge was created, which Rico created the first one. It was the best of the 2010s bracket, and it started in January of 2020.
Yeah, and we didn't have challenge.
We had challenge. We just didn't have we didn't do the predictions.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. True. Okay.
I think that was the first one. That feels like it was the first one.
Yeah, because we called it Best of the Decade. And it was just like, we were just going to do a one-time Best of the Decade bracket. Yeah. It was BOTD. Little did we know there were more decades. And so that means we've done 6.5 slackets per year on average, which with our current way of doing it would be impossible.
We had all the things, the podcast, the predictions, and like I think in 2020, it's funny that we started in January. I would have guessed it was after the pandemic, because I think in 2020 we probably did like 15 slackers.
Very possible. Yeah,
we would give one day to vote. Remember, we would give people one day to vote. A lot.
I just wanted to I feel like it would be good to do this maybe every season, just in case anyone new joins us, but like, what the hell is a slacket?
It's a bracket. It's a March Madness style tournament bracket. Okay, someone else go.
It's like the European football knockout tournaments, like World Cup or whatever, but there's no group stage too, so it's just like a knockout tournament where you dump a bunch of people in and they hit it, go against each other. But yeah, we called it Slack It for Slack and Bracket, which is very, so very creative.
It's like sports, but you don't have to physically exhaust yourself in any form.
Unless watching bad action movies exhausts you.
We only have the best action movies in this Slack It. Apropos, the topic of this Slack It is action movies. I don't think we mentioned that yet.
That's true.
Yeah.
I feel like we need to put a big drop here of action sound effects.
Yeah, we can get the kids to record those, because that's what Jason's kids do all day.
That's true. It drives pound nuts.
All right. Yeah. So, action movies, yes. But let's not get there yet. Let's focus on the order of things as outlined in our notes. Let's quickly go through the way that any Slacket is put together in our Slack community.
Yeah. So, how is Slacket born? With a lot of love.
Well, you see, there's a daddy Slacket and a mom. Well, it doesn't have to be.
So there's an easy. So what's the easy? The easy stands for East Coast Elite. And that's us. And there's other people. I think we're 9 people, I think.
Yeah. Yes.
So it's the 3 of us. And then, yeah, like Alex, Paul, James, Heather, Jenny, Rico. I think that's it. And we basically, what we do first is the nomination phase. Well, after we decide a topic, we have the nomination phase where everyone just dumps a bunch of movies in an Excel and put like all the movies they think could be in the Slacket. Now, this time we had something like kind of different just because action movies, we don't really know what an action movie is. So there was like an extra step where we had to add like an X, or if we said like, this is not really an action movie, like someone put it, but it's not really an action movie. But you could also put a Y if you were like, I can agree with that person. This is not an action movie.
That was like a complicated system of checks and balances and vetoes. So it's basically like American politics. So.
Yes. If you put 2 Ys, it means that's,
We ended up just removing ones that had a lot of X's, I think. And then I don't know what we decided with some of them. So I think if it was only 1 X, I think we left it or something like that. I skipped this step. Yeah.
In the end, anyway, typically after the list of all eligible movies is put together, people vote and give each movie between 0 and 3 points. Where, yeah, I don't know, we don't have a like fixed rule, but I usually do it in a way where I would give like 3 points if something is obviously belongs in the Slacket and is one of the best examples and likely to perform very strongly with our community. Then 2 would be something which, I don't know, maybe fits the topic well, but might not be one of the top contenders, or maybe great, but not 100% fit for the topic. And then 1 is a variation of that, which is either not as good or not as fitting, and 0 would mean that it either completely misses the topic of the Slacket, or even if it matches the topic, it's unlikely to have any support and probably shouldn't be in our list of 64 or however many movies we end up with.
Yeah. Very, very complicated.
Yeah, and then everybody does that, and there is some Google Sheets formula that nobody understands that transforms this into, basically it's an algorithm, a black box that creates a list in order out of that. And
it's like the longest formula I've ever seen in a single cell.
Yeah, and based on the results of this list, which we trust completely, we then determine what a good cutoff point would be for how many movies we should include in the Slacket. So in recent history, we often ended up with 96, and before we sometimes had 128, and I think even also sometimes on these smaller Slackets with 64 movies, or whatever else we were voting on, not always movies.
Yeah, so then we just try to make sure we include, you know, so when we're voting, we're trying to vote for what we think the Slack will pick or like the most for each individual topic. And then we leave a little room at the bottom to make sure that there's ways for the wider community to vote for things. The 2 ways we do that are play-ins, we call them, which you'll hear us talk about a lot today. Play-ins in sports. Sometimes you'll see, like in the March Madness basketball bracket, you'll have like 64 or 62 spots that are like totally in, and then the last 2 spots are up for grabs between like 4 to 8 more teams or something. That's called a play-in, where you end up with like a couple extra rounds of games between like the people who are right on the edge to see who gets to get into the tournament. So
I didn't know the play-ins came from sports too.
Me neither.
Yeah, the baseball is doing it with the wild card too, I think. Like all these sports are starting to do this, where they widen out the people. It's basically a way to widen out who might be eligible. Film spotting does it too.
But there's no at large in sports, right?
There is.
Really?
Yeah. It means that when a team is included in the bracket, but they're not from an individual conference, they're an at large selection, meaning they were just like nominated from the wider field of everyone else. So
okay.
Someone might correct me there. I might have that somewhat wrong, but that's my understanding. That's why we chose at large is our last phase, where we ask people to any movies that they want that they think we totally missed. We have a poly poll, and people vote and can suggest anything they want, and anyone can vote on any of the ones that have been suggested, and the top vote getters end up in the official bracket. So that's how we get the initial ECE votes, we get the play-ins if we have any for that bracket, and then we do the at-large always. And that some of that was modeled after sports. Also, Film Spotting podcast does a March Madness style bracket called Madness every year, where they pick a topic. They do one a year, not six.
Amateurs.
And they only ever have 64 movies, no matter how big the topic is. They only ever have 64, but they do a very big play-in round. So that's just like a new thing we're going to do this time, where we have this kind of much bigger play-in round to kind of mix up the voting. So that instead of having that first round of when we have 96, there's like a first round where the top 32 have a bye, and it's kind of always just this bloodbath of the top seeds killing everything. Rather than doing that, we just say, let's have a more like just a different mixed up play-in round with a Google form. And that's what we're announcing today, is this play-in round. We'll still have 10 spots for at-large. So if there's anything in any of the play-ins that you really wanted that don't make it, or something that's not even in the play-ins that you really wanted, you can push for it in the at-large.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it goes, because like for this topic in particular, I thought, hey, maybe we'll end up doing 128 movies again. Mm-hmm, but that's, mm-hmm. I guess that's because it turns out that I have seen the most action movies in the ECE, at least from our long list. And so for me, there were many candidates that could have gone in. But in the end, at least I tried to include as many of my favorites as I could in the play-in votes. So even though we only end up with 64, I think we will already have like 90 plus movies included in our full round of voting. And then there's, as you mentioned, the possibility of nominating these 10 additional movies at the end.
Yeah. I just like to add that I don't know for what reason Jason went crazy with this Lackett. Usually he's like,
went on a real journey from action, I don't like this, I will not participate, to we must follow these 20 new rules.
He was like plotting like graphs and like asking things and like, what are you doing in the middle of the night? And he's like, I'm looking at this Lackett. Like, it was just
I'm improving the algorithm.
Yes. So yeah, this is the result. And then there's more, because then part of that obsession was also, it's like, what is action? And I think now, Jason, you can talk about your graphs.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to. We should move on. I posted a graph in the channel because I asked for people's opinions on what is action. What we discovered is nobody has any fucking clue what action is, and neither do we in the ECE. We all disagreed. No idea. We said, fuck it, who knows? And we just threw 300 movies at the wall and went on.
Although I have to say, there were like some cases where maybe you had less clue than other people, because I just remember this one example where you said, where you compared why Kill Bill 1 versus Pulp Fiction, why Kill Bill would be more of an action movie than Pulp Fiction. And I think apart from you, everybody else agreed that Kill Bill was obviously more of an action movie. But
yeah, no, it's more just that I wanted someone to put it into words that could be used to compare other movies, and nobody could do it.
No, we cannot do it. But in the end, we had a lot of discussions about whether we should include superhero movies, war movies, sci-fi movies, whatever. And we had most of them on our long list. And through the voting process, which we outlined in the end, I think not so many made it in. So even though we didn't have a rule against superhero movies, we ended up with very few of them in the long and short list, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in the end, if all your listeners and slackers think we should have included more of them, there are these 10 open spots. And if you want, we can have all the Avengers in here. I don't care.
Okay.
Yeah. So should we introduce a little bit the movies that we do have agreed on in the ECE to, both to have in the top 32, and then also to introduce the various play-ins that we have?
Go for it.
Okay. Yeah, I guess we will not go through the full list because people can find it in the show notes or a link from the Slack or just on their voting sheets. But let's say our top seeds are, as a tie, Die Hard, Terminator 2, and The Matrix. I think most people can agree that those are like famous action movies. And then we have some other classics and favorites in there, and also some movies, I don't know, where people might disagree that those are some of the best 32, but everybody has their own preferences. Maybe each of us can highlight a few of their favorites from our top 32 before we go over to the play-ins. So, Pau, how about you?
Okay, so my favorites?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think, I told Jason right before we started recording that I noticed something, a pattern when I look at this and like my favorite. And I like Tom Cruise. The movies I like need to have him. Because I started just putting the ones I'm like, oh, I love this. Oh, I really love this. And then all of them had Tom Cruise. So it was like Edge of Tomorrow, Minority Report, Top Guns.
Thunder.
Oh, that's in there too?
No, it's not.
I do like that movie, and I like Tom Cruise in it. He's ridiculous in that movie.
Eyes Wide Shut, famous action movie.
No, both Top Guns are in our top 32.
That's interesting. Yeah. And I like both. Different, very different, but I like them both. So, and this is not even talking about Mission Impossible because they're not here because of the franchise thing. So yeah. And then besides Tom Cruise, other ones that I really like are Terminator. We just rewatched Gladiator with the kids and it was great. And The Fugitive, it's just I feel like I know it because it's always playing. So I think, yeah, of those ones, I like other ones on this list too. Oh, I like Aliens. I like Independence Day, I think. I don't remember it, but I think I liked it. But I would say those are my favorite ones.
All right. Yeah, for me, it's, Matrix might be an obvious pick, but I think it holds up. It's really good. I like Raiders of the Lost Ark, of course. I actually love True Lies, and yeah, maybe parts of it haven't aged so well. I don't know. That's one that I have seen a ton as a kid, so I cannot really separate my feelings on that. But when I did revisit it recently, I thought the action in particular really held up. There's like a really great scene. Yeah, Mad Max Fury Road, great action. And I also really like Edge of Tomorrow. So Tom Cruise, why not?
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
It's a good movie. Live, Die, Repeat.
Yes. Yeah.
I'll just add, I want to use this opportunity on microphone to say officially that Point Break sucks.
Wait, should
it's
I
in the top
take
32?
One movie that I don't like?
No, I regret voting for it as highly as I did before I had rewatched it. No, it seems like lots of people in the Slack really love it, so fair enough. The Fugitive is probably my favorite. Definitely in the conversation of my favorites in this list. Terminator and Terminator 2 are both great. I think Terminator is better. I like it more. We just rewatched both of them over the New Year's Eve. And I like both Top Guns as well, but I actually like the first one better, which I think I've now learned is a incredibly unpopular opinion, which I didn't realize until I said it. So, yeah, I don't know. I love it. I love the first one. I think Maverick is great, but I prefer the first one a little bit. So, yeah.
All right.
Let's get on to play-ins.
Yeah. So, we have two kinds of play-ins, let's say. The first kind are the franchise play-ins, where we have basically for famous action franchises with more than two good entries, we have made like play-ins where you can select either one or in most cases two movies out of four, five, six, however many there are in the franchises. So for those, we have the Bourne movies, which have five entries and at least three are things that people like, maybe four, depending on who you ask. We have the Mission Impossible franchise, which is up to six movies now, with a seventh on the way. The 4 John Wick movies, the, well, I don't know. Do we have all Fast and Furious movies as choices?
Only the Hobbs and Shaw one is left out.
Okay, but so we have nine Fast and Furious movies to choose from. But for all of these, which I just mentioned, you can pick two of your two favorites and two will make it in.
Yep.
And also you may pick one Bond movie out of five or so that we have.
Five random James Bond movies
selected.
No idea why, but they'll ask.
Yeah. So any, don't come to us with your Roger Moore Bond movies. We don't remember those. Here. They didn't make it into the choice. Sorry. Moonraker sucks. I'm on the record on that one.
Yeah, I already predicted a complaint someone's going to make about Bond to Paul earlier today. So if it comes true, I will gloat. So that leaves us with 13 of the 22 play-in slots left after those nine go away from the prestige action franchise play-ins. So we're not going to read all of these. We're just going to tell you what the category names are. We've got nine categories, and from each category, you may choose one. They range from having three movies to some have seven or eight, I think.
Patrick, I think we have 13 categories for 13 spots.
But did I say nine? I meant 13. Yeah. Sorry.
Okay.
Good job. Yeah. So do you want to start, Pal? Anyone? Patrick?
Yeah. I can start. So the first category is ass-kicking sequels. And so, yeah, the name says is these are all sequels. And I think of the ones there, I think probably the one I like the most is Kill Bill Part 2 because it's the only one I've seen.
It's a pretty rough group, to be honest. You've never seen
The Matrix Reloaded?
Okay. Wait, no, yes. I watched The Matrix Reloaded. Yes, I watched that one.
Die Hard 2 is terrible.
But you can vote for it if you want.
Vote for it if you want, because it is a sequel. And I guess maybe some asses get kicked.
Yeah. I don't know. We have The Raid 2 in there, which might be a favorite of people, but also I guess, yeah. Matrix Reloaded has good action, if however else you might like it, but...
Yeah.
So we have Asia Mayhem, which was potentially a weird name, but we went with it anyway. But it's mayhem happening in Asia. Don't read into it more than that. There's some big ones in here, so I think that's going to be a tough fight.
Yeah, I've only seen Old Boy from here, and I struggle with it a lot. So I don't know. I'm probably going to skip this.
Should watch Train to Busan. If you're looking for a good action movie, I think you'd like it.
Battle Royale is also good, but maybe, I don't know if you'll like it, but I like it. What else do we have? We have action comedies, which might apply to any number of movies, but we have chosen five for this vote. So there's some action comedies in here. And yeah, I don't know what the favorite will be there. Hard to say. Baby Driver? Bad Boys? We'll see.
Yeah, Kick-Ass, people like Kick-Ass, no? I don't
know.
True. Then we also have so graphic, very novel, comic too. So these are, I guess, things from comic books. And this is, I'm surprised. We only have five movies here. So not a lot of the Marvel thing made it. Captain America Winter Soldier is there, which I love. So I'll probably vote for that one. There's a few other ones. Dark Knight, Wanted, Scott Pilgrim, so Blade. Yeah, it's a good one.
We have a spy games category with spy movies.
Ooh.
Let's just move on because we're running long.
Yeah, so there's Aliens Do Action 2, which are various movies in which aliens appear, and there's action.
This is my favorite category title, and Paul gets credit for this because I named it and then he renamed it.
This one is Apocalypse Wow.
I just went with Apocalypse Now, and Paul's like, no. Apocalypse Wow. Yes. Credit where credit is due.
the film Apocalypse Now is not in this category.
It is correct. Or Escape from New York, I feel like, is going to be the front runner there, in my opinion, although I think lots of people seem to like Dread. Not Alex, but everyone else.
I haven't seen any of this. Oh, we watched half of Pacific Rim.
Yeah. Then we have a category which is, I think, the flimsiest one that we
most
have.
Most random one.
Ford v. The Storm, which has two movies with Harrison Ford and also Twister. So
I was very confused. I thought in all the movies, Harrison Ford was fighting something like a storm. So I was like, Harrison Ford is not in Twister.
Yes.
Are you aware of the James Mangold classic Ford v Ferrari? That's what it's titled after.
Ah, okay. Yes, but still no. It has Indiana Jones 3 in it, which is great.
And then we have another versus category, but this time it's Statham versus Stallone, which Crank and The Transporter are both super high in our seating list. You know, they didn't make the top 32, but they were right on the edge. So I felt like he needed to be represented here.
Yeah, I mean, they're very popular action movies.
I haven't seen any of this.
Yeah, it will be very interesting to me to watch over this, like how the main votes go, because there's like within the larger genre of action, there's like so many communities of people who watch different kinds of action movies. And I feel like if you had some other internet community for action fans, they might have an entirely different top 32 list from ours, which would be very different and have all of these in this category in it, maybe.
Then we have Martial Artists, which I also haven't seen any of them.
Same. I saw Bloodsport. My dad loved Kickboxer and Bloodsport. He would watch them all the time. and Young Guns. And Young Guns too. And I would sneak downstairs at night and I would sit behind the couch and I would watch the movies even though I was, I don't know, I guess too young. So that's my memory of watching Bloodsport. I don't think I've seen it since I watched it from behind the couch at like the age of like 9 years old.
I like it. And I'm happy that we have at least this one Jean-Claude Van Damme movie in, because we need to have some Van Damme. We also need to have a lot of Arnold movies, which is our next topic, which has four Arnold Schwarzenegger movies that did not already make it into our top 32.
And yeah, The Running Man, Commando, Last Action Hero, Total Recall. I have not seen any of them, as I may remind you later in this episode.
Total Recall is great. The other ones.
No, actually, I think I did see Total Recall. I just don't remember it because my friend loved it and he would always say, "Now get you Astomas. Now get you Astomas. Now get you Astomas." Over and over. And so I watched it with him, I think.
I don't know what you were saying.
Now get you Astomas.
I don't know what that is.
Cohagen, give these people air.
That's great.
We talked about action comedy, and then we have a what else?
I don't know what that is. Agab.
So Patrick called this category "Dirty Cops." So I just took it a little step further with the current zeitgeist and called it "All Cops Are Bad."
Bullies? I don't know.
Bullies? I forget what the. Sometimes people say bad. Sometimes people say something else.
Yeah. ACAB. Like
a true leftist would know the answer to this question. So I'm outing myself as not being that. But
yeah. All cops are badass, I think.
Oh, no. Well, I found the clip for the end of the episode.
Yeah. So that has RoboCop and The Rock and Hardboiled. A truly eclectic mix of cop movies.
And then we should end with our second flimsiest category. This is called Numbers. Why? Is it because these movies are dealing with some sort of interesting number scenario in their action movie? No, they just have a number in the title.
Yes. But for some reason, the fifth element is not in here.
Anyway. So enjoy this. You'll be able to choose your first choice. And optionally, if you want, you can choose a second and maybe a third choice, depending on how many are in each group. That will help us break ties if you want to, but only one movie will make it out of each of these rounds. If there is a second one that you felt strongly about, you can vote for it in the at-large. Slack it duty.
Do your duty.
What are you planning to watch? What have you watched recently? What's your blind spots from what we've talked about?
Yeah, so maybe I can start. Recently, I have not watched many action films yet, so I haven't taken the time to prepare for this Slack it yet. The last one I saw was John Wick Chapter 4 in the theater, which I really liked and which I hope makes it in. But other than that, not much action recently, but there are some blind spots which I hope to cross off during the Slack it. So I think the biggest one, which I've been meaning to watch for, I don't know, 15 years or something, is the film Hard Boiled, which is like has a reputation of being one of the best action movies ever. And
my woo was because I want to watch it too, not because I like it. I don't know.
I don't know if you will like it, but we can all watch it and discuss it.
Is it directed by John Woo? Because maybe my woo is also for that.
I think so, but I'm not 100% sure. Maybe not. I will check it now.
I can hear you checking it.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's why I said woo.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. And then also there are some other movies. I have never seen The Fugitive, which everybody loves in the ECE at least.
Yeah, that's crazy to me. Because even in Mexican television, it was always on. So what's going on with German television?
Yeah.
I think it was always on cable. There's like one channel which always has like these slightly older two movies from the 80s, early 90s. And we didn't have that channel when I was growing up. So I missed all of these obvious movies. Growing up. Then I've never seen Beverly Hills Cop, also a classic.
I watched that because it was the top movie the week I was born.
Huh, okay. I actually did watch mine also, unrelated. It was,
I think we did it in the Slack at some point. We talked about it. And maybe.
It was, what's the one with Pacey, which got the remake?
The Skull? No.
Pacey
series. Fatal Attraction.
Fatal Attraction. That's my birthday movie.
Nice.
Wow. What a moment.
Yeah. It hasn't aged so great. I don't know. Also, I haven't seen the new Dread movie, which I hear good things about. I've never seen Ong Bak, which is a martial arts classic, like a modern classic. And I also haven't seen Twister, which I don't think I have to watch, but also a lot of people spoke positively about it in the Slack, so maybe.
Yeah,
it's very
I like
good.
It.
No idea if it's action. It's very good.
All right. Yeah. And The Warriors. I only know the Warriors come out to play scene, but I don't know the movie.
Nice. I don't know what that is. For me, so I started already doing some duty. that sounds funny. I watched True Lies with Jason. This was not great. And then I watched Point Break, which I liked even less.
Off to a good start.
Yes.
Woo-hoo! Different kind of woo.
True Lies made me laugh at points, so that's good. So I'm going to wait until we have a final list. To choose what I want to prioritize. I already have Face Off on my watch list, so I want to watch that one. But then for the rest, I'm going to wait until we have like the final list, and then I'll choose which ones I want to watch. There's a lot of that I'm just not interested in at all, like Fast and Furious and...
What?
And I don't know. So I'll try. I'll see. Of the top 32, which we'll get into...
You have to watch Fast 5. Or have you seen it? I don't remember.
No, I think I've seen one. And wait, did I watch 5? Did you make me watch 5?
I watched 5, yeah.
Oh, I watched 5.
And still you gave it 0 points.
Give it a yes. But yeah, the top 32, we're going to talk about, we talked about it already. And the 32... I've seen most of it. I'm surprised. So then I'll focus on the what gets in on the playlist play playing and the at large to have my watch list.
Yeah, same. I also just watched True Lies and Point Break. I felt the same way as Pao did, even though I do love a lot of action movies, despite people thinking that I don't. There's just a certain type that I don't like, and one of those is The Raid. I knew I wouldn't like it, and I watched it because I just had to see. It was only 100 minutes, I think, slightly less, which was merciful and great. For that reason alone, I gave it an extra half star. Not my thing. I can recognize that it's brilliant in certain ways, but it's not something that excites me. Taken was kind of fun in the beginning and then really silly and stupid, even for an action movie, for the back half. So wasn't a fan of the second half of that, but I'm glad I finally saw that too. I want to see Hardboiled. I've never seen Mad Max 2 or Mad Max, but
I haven't seen Mad Max 2. Yeah.
I haven't seen any of the Arnolds in the Arnold play-in that we mentioned.
Interesting. There are some good ones.
But, you know, at the end of the day, if I watch anything between now and when the 64 is finally put together, I might want to rewatch Mission Impossible or Bourne movies more than actually seeing any of these. So we'll see what happens. Oh, I saw Crouching Tiger, which I really liked.
Nice. All right. Do we want to wrap up or do we quickly want to say our personal recommendations from the from the play-in voting?
Go for maybe. It.
All right. Okay, what do we have? Bloodsport is a good movie. Scott Pilgrim is my favorite comic book action movie out of that group. Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, great movie. Atomic Blonde, good action movie. And out of the franchises, I would recommend you vote for Fast and Furious 5 and 6. Mission Impossible 3 and 6, and John Wick's 2 and 4.
Nice. For me, I don't remember which is which. I think I like the Bourne movie, the first one, the most, but I don't know. I actually don't remember. I need to rewatch all of those. The Mission Impossible, I like them all. This is hard. I think I went with 4 and 6, but now you made me doubt. Is it 3 and 6 that I like the most? I don't know.
Probably 4. Most people like 4, but I prefer 3.
Ghost Protocol.
Yeah, I really like the ghost one.
What's the skyscraper one? But I like the one with Philip Seymour Hoffman, which is 3.
Yeah, that's 3. And that's when they introduce, what's her name? The wife, I think.
Michelle Monaghan.
Yeah. Anyway. The Bonds, I don't know. I like Casino Royale. And then of the rest of the movies, of the planes, Captain America, Winter Soldier, Enemy of the State of Mr. and Mrs. Smith. You know, I like spice. And Twister, the Storm.
when it's Ford versus the Storm, Pal chooses the Storm.
Yes.
I don't really have any. I wrote Seven Samurai, Enemy of the State, and Winter Soldier because I like all three of those in their categories. But as I've previously stated, I am not confident in my definition of action, and I'm not sure any of them are. Seven Samurai is in like every single best action movie of all time list I found on the internet. So I kind of was campaigning for it to be.
Would the internet lie to you?
No, never. So yeah, but when I think about it, I mean, I like it a lot. I think it's a great movie. I also think it's a little bit boring, even though I like it. So not sure I would classify it as action, but it's one of the greatest action movies of all time. So maybe we should vote for it. As a stirring recommendation. So we're done.
All right. Yeah. Then 15. Let's wrap it up and say, I guess we will be back with the next episode after the play-ins and the at-large are done.
Sounds good.
Does that make sense? Yeah.
Yes. Once we have the final list and everything.
Yeah. All right. Woo-hoo. Then we'll do a quick episode to announce the results, and then the first round of voting can commence. All right.
Nice. Woo! Not for John Woo. This time I'm excited.
All right. This was fun.
Bye.
See ya. get you out the mask.
Give these people
I don't know what that is.
All cops are badass.
First, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth.